Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are so grateful to be back here. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. We do give him thanks. We give him praise for all that he's doing for us. Truly, we can attest to say that the Lord is good. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give him praise on tonight, praising him for his goodness, praising him for his grace on tonight, for his grace toward us, his people. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're grateful in it on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we are so grateful for just this day that he has made. Amen. Jesus, people of God, so many didn't make it to this day, but here we are. Here we are in the presence of the Lord. We just want to welcome you on today. We want to welcome each and every one of you on today. We're so grateful that you have decided to join us. Amen. We are just, I'm telling you, our hearts are bubbling over, amen, for what God is doing in this hour in each and every one of our lives. So, we just want to welcome you. Glory to God, whether you're listening by phone, or whether you're listening in by radio, we just want to say welcome, 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 and thank you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and be with us as we go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We want to ask you, people of God, as you're coming on, if you would, go ahead and text somebody and let them know that we're here. Amen, Jesus. Text them and tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in. Amen, Jesus. Come on in. Tell them to come on in and be with us on tonight. Invite them. Invite them as your special guest on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would, just invite them to come on in. Amen. And be with us. Glory to God. Truly, God is good to us. And for this, we give him praise. We know that there is a word from the Lord on tonight. We already know it. Amen. Glory to God. We're so grateful for all that the Lord is doing in our lives. Amen, Jesus. Listen, people of God, we just can't tell it all. We can't tell it all. We can't even begin to tell it. Amen, Jesus. But we just thank the Lord on tonight. We're thanking him. Amen. We're glorifying him for this time again, for this hour. Amen. Go ahead and text a couple of people and invite them to come in. Invite them to come on in and to be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, we know that, again, the Lord has a word for us. He has a word for each and every one of us. Amen, Jesus. And we want to get what God has for us. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, amen, Jesus. We just want to ask you on tonight, if you would, go ahead and mute your phones on tonight. Amen. We have a little different setup on tonight. Amen, Jesus. So as you're coming in, amen, we're just going to ask you to go ahead and mute your phones. Amen. If you would mute your phones, we have a little different setup on tonight. Glory to God. So if you would, amen, just mute your phones for us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Mute your phones and, amen, go ahead and invite someone to come on in and to be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for those of you that are listening in again. Amen. Via radio. Glory to God. Those that are listening, amen, Jesus, from all over the U.S. Amen, Jesus, for those that are listening in other countries. We just want to thank the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Whether you're listening to us from South Africa or the Philippines or from Jamaica, glory to God. Or whether you're listening to us from Bermuda or Tortola or Nassau, Bahamas, the Bahamas Islands. Amen. Or from Nigeria, whatever, Canada, Brazil, wherever you're listening from, we again want to say welcome. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us on tonight. Amen. We just bless God. Glory to God. We come with anticipation. We pray that you have come with anticipation. Amen. And that the Lord will do something for you on tonight. Amen. As you're coming in, amen, go ahead and put your phones on mute for us. amen, as you're coming in, if you would. We have a little different setup on tonight, so we want to ask you to put your phones on mute tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Amen, Jesus. And you can get a copy of the broadcast. We will give you the we'll give you the number. Amen. Go ahead and put your phone on mute. Go ahead and put your phone on mute. Amen, Jesus. Go ahead and put your phones on mute. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would put your phones on mute on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Put your phones on mute. We have a little different setup on tonight. Glory to God. So we just want to ask you to just work with us on tonight. And again, put your phones on mute. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God on tonight. We, again, this is a recorded line. Amen, Jesus. And I know we usually mute the lines, but again, at this time, we have a little different setup. So we want you to go ahead and put your phones on mute for us tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're grateful to the Lord for all that he's doing. Truly, the Lord has done us well. Amen. He's done us well, and he's doing us well. And for this, we just give God thanks. For this, we just give him praise on tonight. Amen. We thank him for last night. Amen. For the time of praise and exhortation and prayer. Amen. That the Lord, amen, called us to the altar. Amen. And we just thank him for that. Amen. And we pray that you were refreshed. You were refreshed. Amen. In your spirit. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you, it's no more, I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing, amen, when the Lord steps in and makes himself even the more known, amen, and we just give space always to whatever the Lord wants to do, however he wants to do it, amen, we just always give him, amen, the right of way. He got the right of way because he's the head of this line, amen, Jesus, we're just the followers, so we just thank the Lord. Amen, on tonight, for he's leading and guiding us every step of the way. And for this, we bless him. We thank him, amen, Jesus, for that on tonight. Glory be to God. So we just, amen, we bless him again. Amen. We can't thank him enough. Amen, Jesus, we want to thank him. Glory to God. Thanking him for our celestial intercessor, the late Dr. S.D. James. Just thanking the Lord for him. Amen, for the legacy he set in the earth. Thanking the Lord tonight for our senior apostle. Amen. Glory to God, newly appointed senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. And I just want to thank God for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, and for the women of God that stand by their sides, amen. And thanking God for the first lady of our ministry. Thanking the Lord for her, amen, Jesus. I tell you, people of God, it's just a beautiful thing because the Lord has the body set just as he would. He got everybody set in their respective places, and only you can hold the position that God has for you. Amen. But we give God thanks for the setting of the body of Christ. Amen. Each and every person in particular, every member in particular, we thank God for them. And we thank God tonight for our PNN advisors. We thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. Jesus, it's a blessing, amen, to have such a fine group of people. Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, love God, love his people. Amen, Jesus, it's just a beautiful thing. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, to be working with them. So we thank God, amen, for each and every one of them. Amen, glory to God. We just thank the Lord, amen, for each of you, people of God, each of you that make up, amen, that come to be a part of this line. We thank God for all of the ministries that are represented here on the line. Amen, glory be to God. We bless the Lord for it. Amen for you. We bless the Lord. Amen again for you taking out your time to come and be with us. Amen. Glory to God. We want to ask you to go ahead and mute your phones. Amen. We got a little different setup tonight. So if you would mute your phones on tonight, amen, we would greatly appreciate that. Amen. So if you would go ahead and mute your phone, amen. Glory to God. So that, amen, as we prepare to go into the presence of the Lord, glory to God, that we can, amen, have everything set and in order. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you would, go ahead and mute your phones. Go ahead and mute your phones on tonight. Mute your phones on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, amen, we're going to prepare. We're going to prepare to, we're getting ready to prepare for our prayer for tonight. Amen. Again, we're going to ask you to go ahead and mute your phone. We have a little different setup tonight, but if you would, go ahead and mute your phone. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're just trying to set the order. Amen. Just trying to set our order on tonight. Is that all right? Amen. So go ahead and mute your phones. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, we want to go ahead and sanctify the line, sanctify ourselves. We always want the word of the Lord to fall on good ground. Amen. We need the word to fall on good ground. Amen. Glory be to God. So we always take time to sanctify the line. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We want to be sanctified. We want to be able to hear, amen, what the Lord has to say unto us. Amen. So we got to do that. Amen. It's necessary, amen, that we do that so that the word can fall on good ground. Amen, Jesus. So at this time, people of God, if you just bring your hearts and minds in, amen, come on and bring your hearts and minds in on tonight. Glory to God. Bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory to God as we prepare, amen, for our prayer on tonight, if you would, amen. Glory to God, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, thank you, sir, thank you, sir. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We bless you, oh God. We bless you for your goodness. We bless you for your grace on tonight. Father, we bless you for your tender mercies and your loving kindness. We bless you tonight, oh God. We bless you. Glory be to God for just being God all by yourself. We thank you tonight for, oh, glory to God. We bless you, oh God, for keeping our hearts and for keeping our minds. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, oh God, because we know that you didn't have to do it, but you did it. And we thank you tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah. We bless you, oh God, for how you kept us all night long. We bless you tonight. We glorify you on tonight, oh God. We glorify you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercies on tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, for you said by your word that when the righteous cry, oh God, that you hear. And we're thanking you tonight for bowing down your ear unto your people on tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For you said that before we call, you've already answered. And we thank you tonight. Glory to God, for you know the very issues upon our hearts. You know, oh God, altogether what we have need of. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for being gracious. We're thanking you tonight for being loving. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For you are our El Shaddai. Glory to God. You're more than enough. Glory to God. And we thank you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you for keeping our families. We're blessing you on tonight. Thank you. Hallelujah. For keeping us from danger seen and unseen. And for that, we give you thanks. For that, we give you praise. We're thanking you. Glory be to God for shielding us from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight. Hallelujah, for had it not been you on our side, we don't know where we would be. But Father, we'll thank you here tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being for us, oh God. Hallelujah, and you're more than the whole world against us. And for this we give you thanks. And for this we give you praise. We bless your name on tonight. Father, we're asking you to look upon each and every one tonight. Look upon us on tonight, oh God. Look upon our hearts on tonight. We're asking you to sanctify us. Sanctify us through and through. Sanctify us according to your truth, oh God. According to your righteousness. Sanctify us on tonight. Oh God, there should not be anything within us, oh God, that's not like thee. We're asking you to forgive us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to cleanse us. Oh God, cleanse us tonight in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us from the inside. Cleanse our heart. Cleanse our spirit, our soul on tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Oh God, we say, create our master. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking that you would have your way. Have your way in us on tonight. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, oh God, in our minds. Cause our minds on tonight to be transformed. Cause, oh God, our spirits to be revived. Oh, glory to God in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this we give you thanks. Father, for this we give you praise. Father, for this we give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We're praying, oh God, tonight. We're praying that you will heal on tonight. We're asking you to heal. Glory to God. Oh God, heal. Touch and heal your people. Touch and heal your Mushaha. Oh God, for you have healing in your wings. And we're asking you to heal on tonight. Touch the bodies of your people on tonight. Touch and heal. Touch and deliver on tonight in the name of Jesus. Tap and make whole on tonight. Reverse the hand and the plan of the enemy. Father, for you said by your word, oh God, that all sickness is of the devil. And we're thanking you tonight, oh God, for we're humbling ourselves under your mighty hand. We're humbling ourselves under your blood on tonight. And we say, let your blood cover us. Let your blood shield us. Oh God, cause your shadow. Oh God, cause us to abide in the secret places under your shadow. Oh God, and for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Thank you on tonight. Thank you, oh God, for meeting our every need. Thank you for you are our El Shaddai. We're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for meeting, oh God, our every need. Thank you on tonight for restoration. Oh God, thank you for restoring on tonight. Oh God, that the canker worm, the caterpillar. Oh God, the palmer worm. Oh God, the caterpillar. Oh God, whatever has come, oh God, to take from your people on tonight. But we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for reversing on tonight. Thank you for reversing the curse of the enemy. Thank you for reversing the work of the enemy on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight, God, not here, Messiah. Oh, God, not just on this line. Oh, God, but all over the earth. All over the earth, oh God, in the airways. We thank you tonight. We thank you for moving by your spirit. Move, Father. Move by your spirit. Move by your spirit. Have free course in the earth. Move in government on tonight. Move for your people on tonight. Move, oh God, upon the altars of the heart of your people on tonight. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for healing in the isles of the sea. We thank you, oh God, for healing, oh God, in all the four corners of the earth. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh God, make yourself known. Make your spirit known in the earth. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. For this we give you glory. Father, now we're asking that you send forth your word. Send your word, glory to God, tonight. Send it in power. Send it in demonstration on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We're asking, oh God, that you will bless your speaker on tonight. Bless your maid servant on tonight. Bless her as only you can. Send forth your yoke-breaking anointing, your word on tonight. Oh God, destroy every yoke of the enemy. Cause your people to go free. Cause your people to be made free. Free in their mind. Free in their heart. Free in their soul. Free in that spirit on tonight. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Thank you for lifting your speaker tonight. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your choice anointing now. And for this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. For this we do give you glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your word. Cause your word to have free course. Have free course in our hearts. Have free course on this line. Father, and we thank you for doing the work. Thank you for your word, your living word on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we honor, we glorify you. In thy precious name, Jesus, in every heart on tonight, say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen, people of God. We thank the Lord, amen. We thank the Lord on tonight, amen. We glorify him, we bless his name. On tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank him, amen, for what he's about to do. Amen. Truly, he's about to do a work on this line. He's about to do a work in our hearts, people of God. And for this, we give him thanks. For this, we give him praise. For this, we give him honor. For this, we give him glory. Amen, Jesus. We glorify the Lord. We glorify the Lord on tonight. We glorify the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. We hire Shobobosha in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we glorify him. Amen. We glorify him in the house on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're so excited tonight. We're so excited tonight, people of God, for what the Lord is about to do. We're excited on tonight. Amen. We're excited. Amen. For his speaker on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. That the Lord, amen, has sent. Amen. In the midst of us. Amen, Jesus. She's certainly she's no stranger to the line. Amen, Jesus. But she's certainly one of our PNN advisors. Amen, Jesus. And we thank the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. People of God, we want you tonight, amen, Jesus, to receive. Glory be to God, amen. One of our PNN advisors on tonight. Glory to God. We want you to receive Minister Ali Booker. God bless you tonight, woman of God.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you, God. Thank you, Lord.
I need someone to mute the line, please. I don't know who it is, but just check to see if the line muted. Come find out to it tonight. Mute the line. Just check it. You checking your line? But nevertheless, we do honor the Lord tonight. We praise God tonight for his goodness, his mercy, his love, and his kindness. We bless the Lord tonight. We praise God for the Holy Ghost. We praise God for Jesus Christ and his shed blood. We thank him. We praise God for his word tonight. We praise God for the late bishop, my pastor, S.D. James, and I pray for co-pastor Sarah Hebson. I bless you also for Apostle Taylor, Bishop Tina. I thank God for each of you all, and Bishop Randolph, and Pastor Bennett. I praise God for all of you. I'm not the Lord. tonight. Just a little bit, if the Lord say the same, just a little bit. I just thank and I praise God for another day he ever kept us. I praise God for how he has watched over us and how he shielded and protected us. And Mr. Grant already thanks you by the line. But Father God, we ask you to move tonight. We ask you to have your way, God. Because we decrease, and Lord God, you increase. God, touch my heart. All that dwell within is not pleasing to you. We ask you to purge us, cleanse us, to us. Great God within us, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit. In the name of God. And oh, Heavenly Father, let the word. Father, let the word. But you see the needs of your people. Bless you see fit. Join them in the name of God. Have your way. Strengthen, encourage, uplift. Lead, guide, and direct your people in the way you desire them to go, Father. In the name of Jesus, bless Minister Fazio in the work of her hand, Father. In the name of Jesus, and her family.
In the name of
family, Father. In the name of Jesus, save to the utmost. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Move now, Lord. Move, God. Let mankind see and know that you feel God. You, God, you change not. You the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Cause man
yes,
to see and know in the name of
Jesus.
Oh, God, your hand is not too short that you cannot save. Neither your ears too heavy that, God, you cannot hear. But it's our sin that has separated us from Father. In the name of Jesus, renew our minds tonight. In the name of Jesus, we won't take your glory, we won't take your honor, and we won't take your praise. Blessing my neighborhood, move God, send your angels to give charge over us, protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name, we do pray, and we praise you, magnify you, glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Okay, Minister Ali.
We're going to talk a little bit about
Minister Ali, woman of God.
Praise the Lord.
Woman of God.
Yes.
If you would, hold on. I need you to press star 6 again and come back over to the broadcast side.
To mute conference participants, press 1. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Minister Ali, if you press star 6 to come over on the broadcast side again.
Am I there now?
Now you are. God bless you. We can hear you now. God bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. God bless each and every one of you again. I just want to thank and I praise God. We're not going to be before you long tonight. We're going to just talk to you just a little bit. The Lord will permit me so about her. It takes courage, saints of God, people of God, to do the will of God. It takes courage to face your everyday living. It takes courage to face situations and circumstances that will occur in life. It takes courage to battle the things of the mind and pulling down strongholds in our mind, in our life. For each and every one of us, if we be honest and we take inventory of our life, We have things that we need to pull down. We have things in us that we need to cast off of us. And we have things that plague us because we spirit, but we also live in a flesh and a body. And I'm not giving no power, no way to the flesh or the enemy, but we have to know and recognize to know him, who, the enemy. Because when we work in the flesh, then we become an enemy of God. Carnal mind is an enemy to God because it do not regard anything of God. It don't regard the law of God and the righteousness of God. That's why our mind has to be renewed daily in the Lord. And we cannot deceive ourselves as if we don't have situations and circumstances, because we all do. But the word of God comes. It comes to enlighten us. The word of God comes to show us up. not so much to seeing someone else, but to show us up. It comes to shine the light in on our own self, oneself. Why? That because our garment cannot have spots on it. So God coming back at a church without spots or wrinkles. He coming back at a ready people. He coming back at a set aside people. He coming back at a maturity. He coming back at a righteous nation. Encourage us tonight in the word of God. What is courage? Courage is a noun. It's the ability. It gives you the ability to do something in adversity, to do that is right. If you got morals and your integrity is at jeopardy, it gives you the ability to stand firm and be unmovable, but always abounding in the works of the Lord. That's when we allow our mind to be penetrated the word through the word of God, and we allow our mind to be transformed. And it has to be renewed and be transformed by what? The word of God. By the word of God. And it gives us strength in the face of pain and grief. Sometimes you may hear somebody say, oh, that was very brave of him or her to stand up for that person. That's what courage does. It makes you brave to stand up against that is wrong, and that you would offend that is right in the righteousness. And sometimes people say, well, it's none of my business. Well, it is a business God allowed to get in your eyes. And if someone is being mistreated or someone is doing wrong, but it takes courage to do. It takes courage to stand up for that is right. It takes courage in God. Be of a good courage. Prayer in the Lord. Courage is the quality or a mind or spirit that enables a person to face difficulties, danger, pain without fear. Why? Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, peace, and of a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, peace, and of a sound mind. We fear God, not man. We fear him that can destroy both body and the soul. Not he, just the body. Because that soul, we house God in us. That's why it's the Christ in us. It's the very hope of glory. He's in us, not outside of us. In us. And that's why the scripture declares that we can. Hey, do all things, not some. All things can do all things through Christ. Which strengthen us to walk upright, strengthen us to love in the time of hate, strengthen us to forgive, make right decisions. And the scriptures tell us, wait on the Lord, be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. He shall strengthen your heart. We shall mount up with wings of an eagle, y'all. We can run, and we don't have to be weary. Oh, situation's going to come. Circumstances going to come. Trouble going to come. But God will deliver us out of all. But we got to simply trust him. Trust him at all. Trust him. Take him at his word. Stand firm on what he has said. No matter what the doctors say. Get a bad report. So, Father, this is what the report says. Now, two reports shall I believe. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Believe the report of the Lord. Not saying that the doctor is wrong, but what I am saying is, I'm going to position myself, hey, to seek the Lord. I'm going to position myself in my mind to cry out to God. I'm going to position myself in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to position myself in God's word. I'm going to position myself in faith. That God can cause me to be healed. God can cause me to be delivered. God can cause me to be set free. God can cause the jailhouse doors to open, prison doors to open. God can cause you when they're going to fire, then they find out they can't fire because they didn't hire you. But they don't understand why they can't fire. So what report shall we believe? We got to believe the report of the Lord. For what's coming up on the face of the earth, God wants to strengthen us. He wants to establish us. He wants to settle us in our mind. Our mind has to be broken. Oh, sweet Jesus. Has to take that old mind, that old set, that old way of thinking, and place his mind, drop it in us. But how do we get that mind? We got to seek it. We got to seek the mind of Christ. He says, we seek, we'll find. If we ask, it shall be given. Seeking, ye shall find. He tells us to knock, and the door will be opened unto us. That mindset we can trust God. No matter where you find yourself, you can trust in the Almighty God. Wait on him. Patiently wait on him. He said, beloved, think it's not strange. Think it's not strange concerning your trials and the fiery darts and things coming after you. Think it's not strange what it is to try you, so though some strange thing is happening unto you. That ain't no come your way. That's not strange. That's not a strange thing for sickness to attack your body. That's not strange. That's not strange for family members to cut up. That's not strange. It's not strange that the enemy could come after you. It's not strange. It's not evil against you. Matter of fact, he told us to rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice when men say all evil things against you. Rejoice. Whatever they're saying, let it be a lie now. Let it be a lie. Rejoice. Because if they've done it to Jesus, they're going to do it to us. If they've done it to the Lord, who are we? It's no strange thing that you're being tested. Oh, that's all it is. It's a test. Testing your faith. Testing your patience and your love. Testing your finances. It's just a test. When we learn whatever we're facing in life, it is a test. Attack, but a test. The enemy attack. God testing us. Because it's going to make, we're going to find out what salt that we're made of. We got to be made known what we're made out of. Because sometimes we think we're made of something we may not be. Sometimes we can think we're strong, we may not be as strong as we think we are. So we got to be made known unto us standing. We may not be standing as well as we think we are. So when storms come, the wind blowing, we cannot be tossed to and forth, to and forth, to and forth for every wind that come and blow our way. Every situation, every circumstance, we got to be steadfast and unmovable. He said, but rejoice in as much as ye are partaker of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed. Hey, ye may be glad also, filled with exceeding joy. Mm-hmm. It's to rejoice. Come to cave tonight. Take on courage. Rejoice. Your children cutting up. Husband cutting up. Wife cutting up. Marriage is on the line. Rejoice. And it's March 2021. It's a year since the pandemic hit all over the world, but God allowed us to still be here. For those that are far and near, that still are that's in different countries and different areas, God have allowed us to be here. God have permitted us to be here. Why? For his glory. That we can see the hand of God in the midst of everything that has happened, in the midst of everything that we'll see. But God have allowed you to still to be here, holding on and trusting in his holy word. Been tested, but God brought you through. A lot of us don't went through grief, but God still strengthen you daily, building you up daily, your most holy faith in him. That I'm not. Why? He don't want you to fear. I'm in Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear not. Why? For I am with you. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. That's what the word says. Strengthen you. I'm going to build you up again. I'm going to restore you. I'm going to renew you. I'm going to revive you. Yea, I will help thee. He said, haven't I brought you? When you thought you weren't going to make it? When sickness came, you thought you weren't going to pull through? I helped thee. I will set to bring you through. I will uphold you. I upheld you with my right hand of my righteousness. With his righteousness. No goodness of your own or my own, but of his righteousness. God wants to establish his righteousness in us. Well, when some get established, it's established. And when you know it's established, you don't have to wonder about your salvation no more. You don't have to wonder about your staying in God. Only thing you can do then is just be their own. Foundation been laid, and it's staying assured. It's staying assured. The foundation been laid. Now we just build thereup on. What you going to build? What we going to? His righteousness, his faith, his strength. Seeing that dude so easy to set up. Why? So we can run this race with patience. What's the race? It's set before you. Philippians says, 4:13 says, I can. Do all things, not some, all things through Christ, which strengthen me, can do all things through Christ. Keep telling your mind that every day. Get it in your mind. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. I can overcome any situation and circumstance. I can mount up with wings of eagle. I can deal with this situation. Why? Why? I can do it. All I need God to do is strengthen me. Well, if I was you, I wouldn't put up with that. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. They got a bad attitude. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. Why? Because you got to show forth God strong and mighty in the midst of situations. We got to show forth the strength of God. We got to show forth the righteousness of God. We got to do it. That man will be able to see and know he's God. Then they could be able to say, I know the Lord got to be with that person, because no way nobody can go through much of this person that faced and gone through, and they still standing. It got to take the living God that this person still standing and have not lost their mind. That's why sometimes you have to let people know what you're going through. Sometimes people have to know you're facing obstacles. A lot of times I want to hide what you're facing, what you're going through. God done great things. See, it wasn't you that did it. God was able to show himself in your situation, our situation, strong and mighty. He was able to come on the scene and show up on your behalf that mankind would know I'm your God. And I ain't dead, I'm alive and well, seeing you. I'll seal you. I'll protect you. Fear not. Take on courage tonight. Take on courage tonight. Be of a good courage. And he says, strengthen your heart. Let's be of a good courage, saint. Strengthen your heart. Family member on drugs? Drinking? Husband don't know where you at? Be of a good courage. Money's low. All your money's spent. And I know a lot of people can truly say, because I can, if it was not for the Lord that have shown up and been on our side this past year, what would we be? The Lord have came and shown himself. I am able. I am not an infidel. I can take care of my own. I'll call someone to give into your bosom. I'll make your enemy be at peace with you. Uh-huh. To do when you need courage. He tell you tonight what to do when we need courage. Be of a good courage. And he shall strengthen your heart. And ye that hope in the Lord. All, not some, all ye that hope in the Lord. He'll strengthen your heart tonight. He'll strengthen your heart tonight. Be willing. Choose to confront pain, danger, uncertainty, or intimidation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you heard it right. Intimidation. Now, that's a strategy to come to intimidate you. That's a strategy to intimidate, make you take down. Yes, sometimes you to stay alive, and sometimes you just have to know. You got to choose your battle. You got to choose what battle worth fighting. You got to, God has given us a will to and a discernment to know. Because the enemy comes to intimidate. And it's nothing new to us. Hey! Intimidation ain't nothing new. It's nothing new. It's been around for a long time. But he wants us to stand firm on what he said. Even when our enemy, our foe, comes to eat of our flesh, I will cause them to stumble and fall. If you take me at my word, if you just and hold fast to my saying, I will deliver you out of the hands of the enemy. I'll do it right in their presence, that they will be able to see and know I am your God. I'm your strong tower. You can run into me and be saved. Yeah, he has faith in that. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's mine. He's yours too. We got to trust him. Thank God. We got to trust God for our families. And it's not just about us. It's about all, everyone. God has made a choice to our hand. We got a God, a choice to keep, and a God to glorify. To the Lord have not come yet. No man can come into the Lord except he draw him. How he going to draw him? He's going to draw him through us. He's going to draw through the righteousness and the love of God. That's how he drew me, through love. Through love and kindness have I drawn thee. He'll draw. Love and kindness. I come today to take on courage tonight. Just be lovely. Be kind. Even when people are not so kind and they not so lovely. That God give me courage to be lovely and kind. I'm doing it for your name's sake. Yes, sir. Hey, for your name's sake, God. In the name of Jesus. I didn't say be nobody's fool. I didn't say let no one walk all over you or run over you. No, you take courage, but you stand firm on what God said. Stand on what he said. And we got to stop speaking our word and speak what just says the word of God. Just come tonight. Not going to talk long. I'm going to get ready to yield the floor, but take on courage tonight. Be encouraged tonight in your situation. Be encouraged in your mind. Take on courage tonight on your job. In your heart, decision making. God wants us to be strong in him. Because only the strong we used to hear that. Only the strong gonna survive. You hear me? Only the strong gonna survive. Because hell is enlarging itself every day, y'all. Hell is enlarging itself every day. And we got to let our righteousness in God be enlarged in us every day. And his strength. Be encouraged tonight. And let the peace of God rule in your heart tonight. Let us make right decisions that it could be pleasing in his eyes. And somebody can see the hope, have an answer for the hope that lies in you. The Lord looking for someone. He looking for someone. Can you find it, money? Can you find 50? Can you find 40? Can you find 30? Well, you can find 10. God is still searching. He's still looking for to uphold that blood-stained mountain and hold fast. When you got just a little strength, you say, I know you had just a little bit, but I'm with you. I'm with you to pull you through. I'm with you tonight. Be strengthened in your mind. Be strengthened in your hope. Be strengthened in your faith. Be strengthened in your determination. Be strengthened in your body. Be strengthened tonight. Take on courage tonight. God love you. I love you. My prayer tonight that you be strengthened. My prayer tonight you take on courage. In the Lord. In the Lord. If you don't hear nothing else, I'm going to read this one more time. I'm going to read this. Courage is a noun. The ability to do something that frightens you. It may frighten you to do it. It also strengthens in the face of pain or grief. It'll make you brave. It's the quality of mind. Dangerous time. Painful situation without fearing. Without fearing. That's what courage is. Can do this. We can do this. The scriptures came tonight from Psalms 27-14. 1 Peter 4-12. Isaiah 4:41-10. Philippians 4 and 13, Psalms 31 and 24. May God bless his word tonight. May God bless the hearers. May God bless the doers of his word tonight. If there anyone desires prayer, you can come. If anyone desires to be saved, you can come. If anyone desires to be strengthened, you can come. If you heard the word of God and you got what you needed, and you can do all things through Christ that strengthen you, God bless you. You heard the word of God tonight? Just in case you was a little weak tonight, be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord. If you need patience, wait on the Lord. Wait on him. And while you wait, be of a good courage. And he shall strengthen you. Strengthen your heart. Wait on it. And when you're going through, don't think it's some strange thing. It's not strange. It's just a trying of your faith or your patience. It's no strange thing. But rather rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. If there be one tonight, you can come. If there be one, you can hit star six and come on over. If there be one. But if you heard the word, you took heed to the word. By faith that you heard tonight, you apply the word, it'll do mind-changing situations for you. Because anything changes got to take place by letting the word of God penetrate our hearts and penetrate our mind, that it can change our whole atmosphere, change the way we think, change the way we live, change the way we walk, change everything about us. And he make us anew in him. In him. Because any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. And behold, all things made new. If we just can but take hold to that right there, that's able to take us from earth to glory. No matter what come up against us, say, well, all I know, all things are past. And behold, I'm a new creature. I'm not going to let you knock me out. Mm-mm. I'm not going to allow you to cause me to get out of character. Because I'm a new creature. Because we're going to be tested. Our word's going to be tested. Mm-hmm. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God be with you. God keep you. That's my prayer for you tonight. God watch over you. God watch over your family. God give you peace tonight. God move in your homes. Move in your finances. Move in your body. God move on your job. God bless your going out and your coming in. God cause his face to shine up on you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God give you sweet sleep. Peaceful sleep. In the name of Jesus. That God supply all your needs according to his riches that is in glory. My prayer for you tonight, be made whole. Be healed, situation of your life. Whether mental, physical, emotional, financial, spiritual, it doesn't matter. Relationship, it doesn't matter. It's time for us to be made whole in God. In God. In God. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. You can do it. You can do it. God bless you. God be with you. God give his angel charge over you. Sister Bradley.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Minister Bradley.
God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God, encouraging us to take courage. Amen. Glory to God, we know that there are a lot of things that are going on and so many things we're not used to in this time and in this hour. Even as the woman of God said during this time of the pandemic, glory to God, so many things that we've not even seen before, but here we are, and the Lord brought us to this point. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, glory to God, we just give God thanks. We give God praise on today, thanking him for this word, for this precious word. Thank God for you, woman of God. I'm telling you, our hearts, amen, Jesus, are encouraged. I don't know about you, people of God, but I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged by the word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. I am truly encouraged. Glory to God. We're going to need it. We're going to need it, people of God. We got to take this word. We've got to stand firm on this word, even as the woman of God said, amen, no matter what we're going through. Amen. Listen, his word is already settled. His word is already settled. Yes. Glory be to God. And Christ, as she said, is in us. And I think that so many times we don't really see that. Amen. We don't really see that. But you got to see that. Amen. Once we are saved, once we have received the Spirit of Christ in our lives, amen, we've asked him to come in. Christ now abides on the inside of us. And we're not praying to a God that's on the outside, amen. He's omnipresent. He's in us, glory to God. He made the world, amen. The world was made by him. Nothing exists, amen, without him having made it. Glory be to God. And that just goes to show the awesomeness of him. And he's nigh unto us, people of God. And this is why, amen, as the woman of God said, we can take courage, amen. We can take courage knowing, glory be to God, that he's with us, knowing that he's for us. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just give God thanks, and we can do all things. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We can do all things. We can do it. We can do it. Mm-hmm. We can do it, people of God. Sometimes it may feel like, amen, Jesus, but it's not about a feeling. As a woman of God said, we got to grab a hold of faith. We've got to grab a hold to faith. Amen. Glory be to God. Faith to the faith in the true and the living God. Amen. So we thank God for the word on tonight. We bless him. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. He just keeps coming to affirm his word because he's doing a work in us, people of God. And we pray that you're taking this word, you're listening at this word, that you're taking this word, that this word is taking root in you. Amen. That we're not the same. Amen. We cannot be the same. We cannot listen to this word and remain the same. We cannot. Amen. We have to be growing in grace. Amen. Glory to God. This word has to be cleansing us, cleansing our minds. Yes. As the woman of God said, transform. We got to be transformed by this word. Amen, Jesus. This word got to be, amen, coming into us, transforming us. Amen. Whether we felt like we can't do it. Amen. But, amen, something down, and we know there's something in that God is down on the inside of us telling us to go ahead. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah. Changing us, changing our minds.
Yeah.
The way we used to walk at one time, we're not walking that way anymore. Amen, Jesus. We're not slipping up here and there cursing. We're not slipping and dipping, amen, and doing those things that was the old nature. Old nature. Glory to God. The old nature. Glory to God. If we find that old nature creeping up on us, glory to God, we need to be finding our way to the altar. Amen. Because that word hasn't taken root. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's not taking root the way it should have. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord today because we're all works in progress. Yes, we are. We're all works in progress. Amen. Take courage. Glory to God. We listen at this word. Amen. Perhaps we find ourselves we're not where we should be. But take courage in the God. Amen. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Amen. God of our fathers. Glory to God. Our
yes,
God
yes.
can take courage that he will never
yes.
leave us. And he won't forsake us. Amen. Glory. He won't leave us. He won't leave us half-baked. Amen, Jesus. He's not going to leave us half-done. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Take courage in that, people of God. Take courage in that, in knowing that he that has begun a good work, he's begun a good work. Take courage in that, in knowing that God, glory be to God, that he shall continue the work that he has started in us. And he's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. Amen. Take courage in that. Glory to God. If we can't have courage in ourselves, take courage. Amen. In the true and the living God. Amen. He won't fail us. He won't fail us. He won't fail us, people of God. Amen. So we just bless the Lord on tonight. I'm encouraged. I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged on tonight. I thank God for this word. Amen. Jesus. Glory be to God. It just does your heart good, amen, to hear. Glory to God. And just to know, people of God, we're not alone. Amen. We're not islands. Glory be to God. Amen. We can't do it on our own. Amen. But we got to put our hope and our trust in him. Glory be to God. So we just bless the Lord. I'm excited. Amen. This word has encouraged me and stirred me, and we pray that it has done the same thing for you on tonight. Glory be to God. No matter where you find yourself, no matter where you find yourself, no matter where you find yourself, no matter what your situation is right now, take courage. Amen. So we just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I'm encouraged, woman of God. God bless you on tonight. Thank God for you on tonight, amen, for allowing the Lord to use you to speak into the lives of his people. And people of God, listen, listen, as we've always said, when we come in to hear this word, we're coming, bringing our spirit, bringing our whole body, mind, soul, and spirit, amen, to be in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. This word, this word, this word, amen, Jesus, it's life. This word is working. It's working in us. It's working, people of God. Amen, Jesus. It's working. And we just thank the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just thank him. Glory be to God. Amen. Again, like the word say, he's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. Amen. Glory to God. So, woman of God, the Lord God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for you. Thank God for your willingness. Thank God for availing yourself, amen, to come to speak to the people of God. Amen. And we pray that the Lord will bless you, that the Lord will keep you, that he will cause his face to shine upon you. Glory to God, that he will give you peace. Amen. That he will bless your going out and your coming in. From this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Glory be to God. May he breathe upon you the fresh breath of life. Glory to God. And may he give you your very heart's desire and everything that you need, that your all of your needs will be met in Jesus' name. This is our prayer. Amen. For you on tonight. Amen. Thank God for you, for blessing you for the days ahead. Amen. Jesus. Glory to God, amen, that he will strengthen you even in the days ahead. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. 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 Glory to God. People of God, we want to let you know, amen, that you can get a copy of this broadcast. Amen, Jesus. If you would just text us, amen, we will certainly send you a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. We'll send it to you as an MP3, amen, because we didn't record on tonight, but we recorded it, amen, in our backup. Glory to God. So if you would like to get a copy, amen, it's an encouraging word, people of God. We all need encouragement. So we ask that you get a copy on tonight. Amen. Jesus, get a copy. Send a copy. Amen. Glory be to God. Get it. Play it. Amen, Jesus. Play it back. Send it to others. Amen. So that others can be blessed and that others can be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
You can simply text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. As well, you can text, glory to God, 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Those that are listening in other countries, amen, you can as well get a copy. You can text us via WhatsApp. Text us. Text us. Send us a text message, amen, via WhatsApp and to that same number, be able to broadcast to you. Amen. We thank God for you, people of God. Thank you for taking time. Thank you for helping us to spread the word, glory to God, to get the word out. Amen. Glory to God that we're trying to, amen, just save the lost at any cost. Encourage the people of God. There's a lot going on, but we've heard the word on the night. Amen. The word of encouragement. We want you to be encouraged. We love you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. So at this time, glory be to God, we are going to turn it back over to our speaker on tonight. Glory to God. We're going to turn it back over to our speaker on tonight, amen, so that, amen, she can have final remarks. And for the blessing of the line, glory to God, and after she blesses our line, people of God, amen, glory to God, we're not, amen, having our closing on tonight with our music, amen, or, amen, glory to God, the praise on tonight, but we want you to lift your voices individually where you are. Amen, and give God praise after the woman of God. Woman of God, God bless you. We release the platform back to you.
God bless you. God bless each of you all tonight. Thank God for your patience. Thank God for your steadfastness. Thank God for taking the time just to come to hear his word. In the name of Jesus, the word I will leave with us tonight, and this is my closing. Let all who take courage, let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them. Those who love your name may rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. I leave the word with you tonight. God bless you. God keep you. God be with you. That's the word of God that I leave with you all tonight. Now, Lord, we ask you to be with your people. We ask you to continue to keep them. We ask you to continue to watch over them. We ask you to shield and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father, in the name of Jesus, let them have sweet sleep tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give your angel charge over them, God. Cover them now with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hide them even now, God, behind his cross. In the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, fight against those that fight against them, God. Pulling down the strongholds in the name of Jesus. Keeping them, God, from every evil, every foul, and every demonic spirit. In the name of Jesus, bless your people, God, that in a way that they will be able to see and know that you, God, above it and everything else, just to know you, that you are God and you are a faithful God. In the name of Jesus, bless Minister Bradley, keep her, God. Keep her, God. Lead and guide and direct her. Shield and protect her, God. In the name of Jesus, God, forever, forever let your eyes shine upon her. Let your word, God, surround her. Let your shield of protection, God, be with her. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love and your kindness and your peace. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray. And let the people of God say, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We magnify you. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, saints of God. Good night. Good night. And good night. Love you.
Love you. Amen. We'll see you all tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Be blessed.